info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe should be of interest to each and every one of us. Will it be a blessing or cursings for America after this election? Deuteronomy 27 or 28, God talks about the blessings and the cursings, what we do, what we should not do, and obeying God if we want God to bless our nation. So what kind of nation do you want? What kind of nation shall we live in after November the 5th? We've got 8.5 days, ladies and gentlemen, before the election. 8.5 days for you and for me and for the citizens in America to make a determination of what kind of nation we want our kids and grandkids to grow up in and future generations should Jesus tarry. Of course, I believe the rapture is the next thing on the calendar of God, and it's imminent. So I believe that it is very, very short time now for us to live on planet Earth as Christians. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen. It says it's actually a letter from Walker Wildman, the CEO of American Family Association. We're just days away from the critical election, and I can't stress enough how important your role is as a believer in this moment in our nation's history. This isn't just about politics. It's about stewardship. God created government, and he called us to act wisely in this area. He entrusts us to make wise choices about the leaders we select. When we choose to disengage from politics, we end up neglecting one of the areas of stewardship for God that God has placed in our purview. God has blessed us with the opportunity to elect our leaders. We cannot just afford to sit this one out. When Christians make the choice to disengage, it leaves room for policies and leaders that don't reflect biblical values. We just simply cannot allow this to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, we have as our special guest today, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative for the Florida House, and I'm thankful that he's taken time out of his busy schedule to join us. Congressman Hill, just before the news break and a little technical glitch that we had, we'd asked the question in relationship to your thoughts, some of the headline news about the voting machines that won out in Texas. The man said that he had cast a ballot for Trump, and when he looked at his printed out ballot, that it was showing that it was some other candidate. We're talking about the fact that the federal government has filed suit against Virginia and other states and new municipalities because they're cleaning the voting rolls. Talk about that as a bundle. Do we find interference with this election already happening? If so, what kind and what can we expect for those who still need to go to the ballot box and vote? And then we'll talk further about the issues at hand.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, what we're seeing is the incident, like you said, where voters would vote for President Trump and then find that the machine switched their vote. What's interesting is that we never see, never, where someone voted for Kamala Harris and has switched it to President Trump. We never see that.
Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange?
but we're seeing incidences of that not only in Texas, but we're seeing it in Ohio and in Michigan. And we're seeing where in Virginia, a judge has stated that those who admitted that they are not citizens, they're not American citizens, that their names have to be restored to the voting block. Even though they admit it, we're not citizens, and that Virginia had uncovered that, removed them from the voter rolls, and the judge tells them they have to put it back on. Well, it's in a case like that where you have to use the doctrine of the lesser magistrate and do not adhere to what that judge said. So now we have a supervisor of election of that particular county saying, no, our laws say this. Our Constitution says this. That is what we're going to follow, not your erroneous judgment on this, your erroneous opinion. And so we're seeing it already happening, but Dr. Youngblood, you and I both know that there was going to be cheating during this election also. And I think the Trump campaign recognized that, and that's why they are saying vote early. And we're seeing a huge number of people, we're talking tens of millions, who have already cast their vote. And even though they don't tell you who they have been voting for, some of the exit polls are showing that more Republicans have been voting early than Democrats, which is a good sign. Now, for me personally, Dr. Youngblood, I vote on Election Day. And if I had anything to say about it, we would get rid of these machines, including here in Florida.
Absolutely.
We do a paper ballot, it gets counted that evening, and we know before midnight what the results are. We did it before these voting machines came in place. It's not impossible that we can't do it again. It has been demonstrated time and time again that these voting machines are subject to fraud, that they can be changed either locally or even internationally. Someone over Romania can infect these machines and change votes. So I believe we need to get rid of these voting machines in all states and go back to paper ballots.
I'm in agreement with that. In fact, I watched I don't know if you call it a documentary, it's a brief review of these touchscreen voting machines. And it showed how here's the screen, got all of the candidates there, and you have to put your finger on the little blurb, the little blob, where you, as though you're filling out on paper, but you put your finger there. But if you hover, after you've done that, if your finger hovers too close over anything on that ballot, it is prone to accept it as being you touching the screen, whether you touch the screen or just got too close to the screen. And so I'm in agreement with you. It's too susceptible to change, whether it is accidental change or purposeful intervention, technologically speaking, through what I call a backdoor opening in that. It is too susceptible to that, that it gives us very, very much consideration as to the, how would you say, the security of our election. And Congressman, I believe that someone has said that, for example, with those that are already registered as illegal voters, some 2.5 million across the nation. And another article stated that if just 10% of those 2.5 million vote and it's an accepted vote, their vote counts, let's say, they can absolutely sway the election to Kamala Harris rather than to President Donald Trump. Congressman Hill, hold your thoughts for a moment. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question, please.
Hi,
hello.
Hello.
Yes, you need to turn the radio down.
Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, we can. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. I have a comment. Like Kenny had said earlier, we went to vote. But, you know, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm not ashamed of who I voted for. I voted for Trump, and
Amen.
I voted for you, Congressman Hill.
Amen.
And also, too, I voted the way I believe that the Lord wanted me to vote. But I noticed on those ballots, what if you don't have a little bit of education, a lot of people aren't going to be able to understand even who they're voting for was written down.
That's one of the things. That's one of the things, Terry, that I have major heartburn with. Many of the things, especially when it comes to the amendments, they're so worded that the average person glances at what it says, and the first few words in those amendment headings are there as a, I call it a hook, a cause for a person to think they're voting one way and they're voting another, and as a result of that, stealing the election on that basis. So I'm concerned about that. But we've got to live with it, and it stands right now. One of the things that many people are doing, they're going to the polls, they're voting based on what they've heard Kamala Harris and Tim Walz say, and they're believing the lie. And that's the danger. That's the position that we're in as a nation. Multitudes will not listen to the truth. They've turned their ears off when it comes to that and are willing to listen to what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz is promising with no absolute track to run on or any proven record. The proven record is that Kamala Harris has been in charge for almost 4 years now, and she's not done what she claims she can now do. And I think it's over 1,400 days that she's already been in office. So, Terry, I believe we need to pray, seek God's face, and ask God to place in office the one that God approves. Go ahead, please.
Okay, and also, too, I remember you made several times a comment about how they should close down everything and just have a voting day.
I'd love that. A federal holiday on the election day, and everything is closed, and you go stand in line if you must, and if you stand in line for an hour, 2 hours, that's all right. At the close of that day, 12 o'clock that night, we know who we've elected. Take away the voting machines. As Congressman Hill said, everything is on paper. And I find it amazing that before we went to the electronic system, Terry, years ago before we went to that electronic system, that we could have an election on voting day without any early voting, and by midnight, we knew who we had elected in all of the offices. The main office and the down ballots all were counted, and we had an understanding of who was elected. The next morning, headlines told us who was elected. We didn't have to wait days or weeks for count, recount, for challenge, for court challenges, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we need to go back to that. But Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today an issue. Will it be blessings or cursings? The decision that we make in the next 8.5 days, going through November the 5th, the decision we make will determine the destiny of our nation and whether we'll have a nation that God blesses or that God curses, that is, that he judges. Congressman Hill, we're delighted that you're with us. Recently, there was a negotiation between the Biden administration and the Islamic jihadist in Israel in relationship to what Israel could do, should do, and its retaliation against Iran from striking Israel. And I understand that there was a leak in the Pentagon, that supposedly took place. Tell us what you know about that and how serious that is in relationship to that taking place. I'm looking at headline. There appears to have been a severe leak at the Pentagon. What is that about? What does that connote as far as our the present administration, Harris and Biden, as to what they're trying to do undermining Israel?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. And there was a leak. And in fact, Israel identified who it was. They named the person's name, and she is of Iranian descent. She was there. They knew that she was the one who leaked the information. And then here's the Biden administration who will out loud wonder, why doesn't Israel share their military strategy with us? That's exactly why, because of that leak. Now, this one person has been at the Department of Defense since the Obama administration. So, again, we see that when Trump gets back into office, he's going to have to do a lot of cleaning up, getting rid of those people who have been there since the Obama administration. I don't have any proof of this, but I would go so far as to say that it was Valerie Jarrett who placed that person in the Department of Defense. And what's amazing is after the Israelis outed her as the one who leaked that vital information of how Israel was going to attack Iran, She was given a promotion and was promoted to a higher level of authority. Utterly unbelievable. And so one thing that I've heard that what Trump is going to do when he gets back in is to remove these lifelong contracts with the SES. And these are people who are civilians at a very high level in our government, and instead he's going to replace their contract with at will. In other words, you can be fired for not doing your job properly, because as a president and as your boss, I can fire you.
Congressman Hill, I was shocked. I made this statement, then we'll take our caller. I was shocked to read an article that said that in the bureaucratic, how would you say, group under each of the departments, that this we have some 3 million bureaucrats, as you're speaking of, that most of which cannot be fired, that basically are the ones that's running the government. Those that we elect, place in office, do not know what's being done, why it's being done, who's making the decision, etc. And it's just as though our nation is on a free fall and nothing is being done. So I'm thankful when President Trump says going back in office, he's going to remove those bureaucrats. But now listen, there's a point that I make that I want your take on right after we come back from our next caller. Do you believe it is possible for President Trump to remove these 3,000 approximate number of people? Or do you believe that every step of the way he will be blocked by the courts and that the courts will make the decisions and not the president as it should be? Hold that thought for a moment. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I've been going to therapy, physical therapy lately, and I've met a lady there. She's my age, elderly, and she's kind of set me straight, but I want to run it by you that she's a nice African-American lady, and she said that in the 4,000 years since God chose the Jewish people, that he's now 4,000 years older, and he's more liberal, more inclusive. And what he used to be really just hell-bent on, you know, like abortion and homosexuality and such as that now he's realized that was just too strong. And he's now more inclusive and that those things he's okay with. Is that true, Dr. Youngblood?
I could answer that succinctly, or I could take 2 hours to do so. I think I'm going to let Congressman Hill answer, and then I'll jump into the discussion.
Well, of course, the answer is no. And I believe that lady you were speaking to has been listening to the pastor of her church who is telling her that nonsense. The Bible tells us that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He does not bend to the whim or culture of man. He sets the laws. And if we adhere to and obey those laws, things will go well for us. If we don't, things will not go well for us. So no, he is not more tolerant, more accepting, willing to accept what man has brought forward. No, he has his laws and his rules, and they will last forever, according to his word.
Amen. In other words, Tom, if I could jump in, what Congressman Hill said is 100% on target. I can add to that simply by saying God's word never needs to be updated, modified, rectified, changed, or in any way eliminated. God's word stands the same yesterday, today, and forever, as Congressman Hill said. Problem that we have in our modern society, just as one loose-likes, lost, liberal, homosexual pastor said, as she made the statement about LGBTQ agenda. She said that God's word is not written for the people of 2024. In other words, she was saying it's outdated, almost the same as you're saying now. And that is simply not the case. God's word doesn't change. He still demands the same adherence to and respect for and worship for the Lord Jesus Christ himself today, as he always has. So I'm amazed at where we are in modern society, where there's an attempt to undermine, tear down, and destroy, and what I call just spitting in the face of God. That's what abortion is doing, spitting in the face of God. The LGBTQI plus agenda, spitting in the face of God, saying there are 157 different genders when God's word said he created only male and female. That's two genders. It is denying God. You find that beginning in Genesis, the third chapter, where Satan comes and tries to beguile Eve and get Eve to think, well, you know, what Satan is saying is okay, so we're just going to simply disobey God. And we find the fall of man, the first sin, then Genesis, the third chapter, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God as a result of that. It's just the sinful heart, the sinful mind, that's trying to promulgate a lie today to have people to believe that it's okay to sin, it's okay to commit adultery, it's okay to commit murder by way of abortion, it's okay to have a sodomite lifestyle, and all of that is contrary to the Word of God. So, Brother Tom, thank you so much for your call, and I'm glad that you're getting better. God bless you. Keep praying. Keep looking up. Congressman Hill, got a question, very serious question, that I think our listeners may or may not be aware of. Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., in one of his speeches, just said, it was at one of the Trump rallies, I believe it was Turning Point USA rally, if I'm not mistaken, said that the Harris-Biden administration has authorized the Pentagon to use mandatory military force, lethal force, if there's any civil disobedience or riots resulting from the election or before the election, end quote. What are your thoughts on that? Is that legal? Is that constitutional? Is that dangerous for the potentiality of civil war in America?
It is very dangerous, Dr. Youngblood, and it is not constitutional. And that was only put in place recently. I think the date of that Department of Defense memo saying that they can use lethal force against American citizens, the date of that was September 27th. So not that long ago at all.
And it's been about 3 weeks, correct.
Yeah, I think the reason why they did that is they, at that time, thought that with their cheating mechanisms in place and the way that their polling was showing was that Kamala Harris was going to win this race. And they were anticipating that there were going to be riots from those on the right who said, we're not going to adhere by this, that there might be another event like January 6th. And this would give the military authority to shoot on those people who might protest. The funny thing is that everyone is looking at the numbers now, and it is showing that the Harris campaign is falling further and further behind. It's looking more and more like Trump is going to win this, which I agree with. And they're cheating. They're going to have to ramp it up. But when they don't, here's the thing, Dr. Youngblood. Trump wins this election, I guarantee you, you're going to see protests on the left. Mm-hmm. You're going to see riots and burning buildings, yes, and many other, yes, things, but they will not turn the military on them. I guarantee it.
Well, I'm concerned about that. Explain, if you will. There's a doctrine called the Doctrine of the Posse Comitatus that makes it constitutionally illegal for our military to use lethal force or to use force at all against the U.S. citizens. Am I off base, or is that correct?
No, you're correct, Dr. Youngblood. That's absolutely right. And again, you have to look at what's called the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate, where if that is a directive coming from some civilian in the Department of Defense that comes down with that order that you are to fire, lethal fire on American citizens, that generals, O6s, they're full colonels, you ignore that you will not turn your weapons on American citizens. You know, that's like when Merrick Garland did his raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago. He said, use lethal force. That's outrageous and should not have been given that sort of authority at all. And he hasn't even been called out on it. He should have been fired from his position, putting that kind of directive on an American citizen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the left, the loose likes, lost liberals, the Harris, Tim Walz proposed administration, they are already saying that Trump is elected, that he'll have his DOJ to be the prosecutor and will prosecute and persecute all of the political enemies. What they're doing, I've understood recently, there's a term that is relatively new in my vocabulary called gaslighting, that is where one side is accusing the other side of what they're doing, and they've accused Trump of saying the election was stolen when they stole the election. They're now saying that Trump will put in a DOJ that will prosecute all of his political enemies, and which is all they've been doing for the past 4 years, prosecuting every one that they consider an enemy to the Harris-Biden administration. We need to recognize the danger of it. Congressman, we've got just a couple of minutes left in the broadcast today, and I want to very quickly touch on the fact that on the Florida ballot, citizens will have six amendments, and we don't have time to go through the six, but Amendment 3 is dealing with the recreational use of pot, and I call it making Florida go to pot. We have Amendment 4, which will authorize the state of Florida becoming the murder capital of the state, a nation. Speak just for a moment on Amendment 3 and Amendment 4, why citizens should say no.
Yes, vote no on Amendment 3. The reason you want to vote no on Amendment 3 are twofold. One, we need a sober workforce. We don't need a bunch of people walking around working who are high. Number two is that amendment is only going to help one company. They're called Trulieve, I believe it was, who funded this whole campaign to get it on a ballot. Vote no on 3. We've seen the disaster it has been in other states where recreational marijuana is legal, like Colorado, New York, California. Just say no. Vote no on 3. Vote no on 4. It is so deceiving to title it limited government in health care. What it does is it allows murder in the womb up to including the third trimester. Need to say no on Amendment 3 and on Amendment 4. On the other amendments, 1, 2, 5, and 6, I'm voting yes on those, but no on 3 and 4.
Amen. Well, Congressman Hill, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. And it's my prayer that all of our listeners will vote, 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 and vote in such a way that God can bless America and not curse our nation. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
This is Roger with The Truth Radio, and we're sending Bibles to the world. Here's Michael.